This is the Dominique Foxworth Show.
All right, bonus time. We discovered a name for this bonus episode in our text that we can't share. So I'll throw it to you, my man, the illustrious author David Dennis Jr. You sent me a text because you got some things on your chest. So I'm gonna get out your way and let's get it going.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna announce the new name, but I guess we gotta clear with some lawyers and some
No, we don't have to clear with lawyers. It's just gonna be Christina putting one long beep.
Yeah, man. We gotta talk about Kyrie Irvingness going on. So for those who don't know, he posted a link to a movie that is connected to and I don't want to say the name because I want people to go look, because apparently it's still on Amazon Prime and they want to watch it, or you know, get, I don't know.
Yeah, but I imagine, you know, that everybody knows already that he posted a link, right, connected to a documentary in a book that's deeply anti-Semitic. And he also retweeted an old Alex Jones tweet that was propagating conspiracy theories about the Illuminati and all this other stuff. Right. And so he had a press conference. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'll get out the way.
No, I mean, he had a press conference, and it really was insightful to just how terrible this all is and how bad Kyrie is going to be at all this. Like, he said that he went on the Amazon Prime search bar and typed in Yahweh, and the first movie that popped up, he decided to share it. Like, I'm pretty sure he did not read the book attached to it. And instead of just saying, like, my bad, y'all, like, I didn't know all the stuff that was in this, he doubled down, because for Kyrie Irving, the ability to espouse whatever is on his mind is more important than actual anything else. Like, he does not care about anything else but this contrarian, often, you know, bad for society as a whole thing. And he likens himself to a free thinker. And yet all of these free thinkers follow a very similar trajectory that starts somewhere around anti-vaxxing and ends up somewhere around.
We can dive into what free thinking actually means at some point, but I also wanted to comment on the press conferences. I got the sense that it's a guy who, like, is a very smart person, meaning, like, has the power in his brain to, like, process complicated thoughts, but is not very analytical and is very proud also, because that's the feeling that I got.
Right.
He don't know what to say, because the thing that he needs to say, he refuses to say, is, I messed up.
Right.
I was wrong. I'm sorry. Like, he's caught it. I got the feeling, and I could be wrong, maybe I'm extending him some grace that he doesn't deserve, is like, I got the feeling that he didn't understand what he's getting himself into, and he couldn't say, I don't understand it. He had to, like, find some way to be like, y'all dumb. And then like, spin it into a pro-blackness that, like, obviously we all support pro-blackness, but when you connect it to, like, movies that quote Adolf Hitler, we got a problem, bruh.
Yeah, and this is a certain level of quote unquote pro-blackness that is the most troubling with it. And obviously Kanye is in the news for having this sort of thing. It's really this idea that as black men, I want the same piece of the pie that white men have. I want to do what white men do. And the only thing keeping me away from that is the Jews. And I hate them because of that. And that's where that anti-Semitism comes from. It's like this idea that you want to be as rich and powerful and plunderous as the worst white folks. You want to be Elon Musk. And the only thing stopping you is Jewish folks and this mythical power that they have, that is, again, rooted in anti-Semitism. And so you propagate these movies that say that Jews worship the devil and that slavery is a Jewish invention to against black folks. And, you know, we need to rise up against the Jews. Meanwhile, there is an actual well-documented level of white supremacy that we could all probably gain to working together to get rid of instead of just doing this nonsense.
Yeah, the idea, and I think we're all somewhat guilty of this, but we want to do what the most powerful and richest people do, and we frame that as equality.
Right.
When actuality, it's like, nah, we just want to be on top too. Like, right. it's a weird place to be in, because I find myself too, like, when, I don't know, Jay-Z makes $1 billion. It's like, yeah, billionaire. And then we hear him talk, and it's like, no.
Right.
It's like, it's not actually, this is not actually equality. It's like it's the worst parts of, I mean, I guess, yeah, it's the worst parts of it is like, you satiate one person and then be like, oh, well, if he did it, you all could do it. We actually right. are equal. And the idea that you want to also be able to like oppress, it's like what it right. comes down to. Yeah, I don't know. It's all a mess and it's all sad. What do you think the Nets or the NBA can or will do about Kyrie, considering the fact that he never actually said anything? He's just out here promoting BS. And then what's the reaction if they do have, if they do punish him?
Swimsuit, check. Sunscreen, check. Phone charger, check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or in a carry-on. And the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur. Barnstown, Kentucky. 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was going to be my question for you. You've been in the trenches on these things and sort of know sort of the ins and outs. But I think, like, overall, the NBA has been sort of disappointing in their reaction, even if they can't punish him, which I'll let you take over about the punishment. But the statement of, like, we support, you know, we don't like hate speech, like, say the thing that's going on. Like, it was anti-Semitic thing that he promoted. It was against a certain group of people. Say the thing. It's against Jewish folks. Say the thing that Anthony Edwards did earlier this season. Say that Anthony Edwards, you know, said something that was homophobic and posted a video and talk about it. Say that Robert Sarver was being racist and misogynist. Like, even if, like, I don't know what the punishments can be, but at least speak out the words of the things that are going on.
Yeah, I wish I knew, but I don't know what the punishment would be, because I think that he'd have a good case on appeal, which is fine.
Right.
Appeal it. But, like, because if he said these things, I would have no problem saying, like, yeah, punishment. But the fact that it's like a retweet, and he also never actually, like, fully endorsed it. And I know it's right. like semantics, and I kind of hate it, but, like, it, Yeah. So like, I'm not going to waste. I remember dealing with this, and I'm sure you deal with it all the time, as guys on TV and talking about these things. We often get like black people who from a certain group who are like, why don't you defend this guy? And right. I remember a lot of it with Deshaun Watson. It's like, that ain't the one, you know,
right. Right.
Like Kyrie is in that category as not getting, as me not jumping on the table to defend him. And it just, it's a sad place for him to be in. The one thing that you said that I wanted to touch on before we go is the free thinker thing about Kyrie. And it's not just Kyrie. It's a general thing that is popular. I don't know what it means. Like, what is a free thinker mean? Because we're all constrained by some thoughts, you know, like we get our, it never feels like a compliment, and they like put it out there like a badge of honor. It's like, nah, nobody influences me. I'm a free thinker. Watch this documentary that was produced by someone else.
Somebody,
what I think. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
And again, the free thinker, it's predictable. Like, there's a lot of free thinkers who do not want to have vaccines, right? There's a lot of free thinkers who think that, you know, Jewish folks are bad. A lot of free thinkers who are following the same pattern. And it's interesting to me that like woke has become a pejorative. Like we insult the folks who say, you know, who say, oh, you woke and da-da. But yet free thinkers just kind of get to roam around and just be called free thinkers when I don't know. Like when I think of a free thinker, like I honestly think of like a Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf who did something on his own and stood by it. And yet these other people are doing things that tons of people are doing, like everybody's doing it.
And I don't even think Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf would not categorize himself as a free thinker. As a follower of Islam. Like, all these free thinkers are following people too. And the idea that they're small, following a more fringe group makes their thought more free. I don't know. It's annoying. It's frustrating. It's disappointing, but it's the
worst. So, I mean, you mentioned the sort of the punishment here, but like, I think one of the things to also note is that the Nets suck right now.
Yeah.
And they're not really making a lot of money.
Up numbers, but he's not all that efficient.
Right. He's putting up a lot of numbers. Defensively, they're bad. They're not a good team. Like, what happens if the Nets just cut him, just release him? Like, does the NBAPA, I mean, can they do anything about that? No.
You can release a player at any point. There's nothing to happen. I think the next question and the most interesting thing is who picks him up, if someone picks him up. Because then if he doesn't say the things that need to be said between then, now and then they're going to be seen as like also like endorsing Kyrie, who's endorsing some bullshit.
Right. I mean, I don't know if anybody would want to pick him up right now. And again, the Nets are not good, you know, so that makes it easier to release him under the auspices of we don't, you know, he's just being toxic to the organization. But this is like a soft launch into a rebuild if the Nets want to do that. And, you know, I don't know. It's all ugly up there on and off the court in Brooklyn. It's all bad. But yeah, this Kyrie stuff was upsetting, to say the least.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy we got it out there and we talk about it a little bit, but I feel this way anytime I talk about him. It doesn't, like, I don't feel any better afterwards. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like I've gotten any progress. It's just like, it's just, I don't know, it's sad for such a talented and obviously smart young man with resources. I know you keep making faces at
that. I just feel like I would like for him to read just one book. Yeah. Like just one. I feel like that's not
anyone. That's where our opinions diverge about Kyrie. Is like I get the sense that he reads lots of books, or he reads enough books. They just bad ones, and that's why. Like I've been around people who just like do not have the intellectual horsepower to like keep up in like advanced conversations. I feel like Kyrie has that ability. He just is filling his head with stuff that is not helpful. You know, like I don't get the feeling that he's a dummy that's been duped, I guess. And this almost makes it worse. Not almost, it does make it worse. Cause like I would have sympathy for a fool Like, right. I can't have sympathy for Kyrie because he's not a fool. He just...
And it's the refusal. Like, I guess reading has no point if you're not willing to have, like, have your mind changed. You know, like, if you're not going to... If there's no point in gathering new information if you're not going to actually internalize the information and learn something new. Like, there's literally... Like, he could literally read one solitary book to disprove all of this stuff that he's doing. All the Alex Jones...
But it doesn't matter if you don't believe the books, you know, right. If you live in a place where you're like, all right, the mainstream narrative is wrong, then mainstream books are going to allow or not going to like change your mind. And what I have a hard time with the free thinkers and people like Kyrie is like, all right, what makes this other stuff right?
Right.
You know, like why? Just because fewer people are saying it means it's true. It doesn't make sense to me just because it came from some fringe means it's more likely to be true. I've always learned that it means it's more likely to be false. And the government does lie to us sometimes. We can go through history. There are plenty of times when the government has lied to us, and there are probably some lies that we don't know about. But these ones are so damaging and harmful and like not supported by any facts. It's like supported by coincidence and happenstance.
Why is that fringe the one they always go to? Right. Like, there is a fringe like Black liberation movement in this. Like, there's people who like have ideas of abolishing police and abolishing prisons that I would consider fringe in this country. Right. It's not like a mainstream belief, but like they never are there. They never go there when it comes to that. It's always following the same path that somehow leads you to posting Alex Jones. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's
that
like...
That stuff ain't no fun. Like, we all are protagonists in our own little movies. And, like, being on some, like, campaign to address issues of systemic racism in more fringe radical ways is a lot less fun than, hey, there's a big evil cabal and I gotta take them down. I'm the only one brave enough to stand out here and say what's right. That makes you the hero in the movie.
Just once I would like a free thinker to be like, oh, here's a nice Angela Davis book. Like, this is what I've been doing on Sunday. You know, like, that would be wonderful. That would just make my day.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think this is the spot to end it because it's the only smile that we're going to have or laugh is Angela Davis being the fringe that attracts Kyrie and them. All right, brother. I appreciate you.
All right, my man.
If we didn't make any progress, it at least felt good to yell.
Yes, it did. We'll see you next week on Bleep.
This is the Dominique Foxworth Show.